The Wise Weekly Summary for the 8th to the 15th of April. In the Torah it says, in the Bible it says, Parshas Bo, it says, Rosh Chodeshim. It says the new moon. The new moon is a very important date with destiny. And the new moon that's referring to is actually the new moon in Aries, because it was a new moon in Aries that then led to the full moon of that season and that year, which led to the Exodus from Egypt. The new moon in Aries is more than just a biblical thing, it's real life, and this year it's real life. Now, the wise version of this week's summary is me now going into depth where I get my knowledge from. I have always simplified what I actually know, so I'm not going to simplify, I'm not going to talk down to you, I'm not going to water it down, I'm going to define it straightforward and honest and truth. What I believe in, because what I believe in is what people have been believing in for thousands of years, and we know it works. You often have puzzled, why is it that these Jews, why is it that Jewish people, why is it the Jewish books are so special? When the Nazi Holocaust began in 1938, Kristallnacht, when it began, that's where it really began, 1938, Kristallnacht, when the Nazis went into the synagogues and they burnt the Jewish books. That was the first thing they did. I mean, they didn't take the jewelry, they didn't take the watches, they didn't take any, they burnt the Jewish books. Because they know, the Nazis knew, that the source of the Jewish wisdom, the Jewish energy, the Jewish spirituality is in the books. So they first went for the books. It didn't work. They had to then go on. But books, the Jewish books, are the most important thing in people have. Wisdom and knowledge of a good book. I'm not talking about some of the nonsense books that are rewritten over the past few years. I'm talking about real solid books. And the book that I quote from, two books, from Noam HaElimelech, that was written 220 years ago, and from the Tana Deve Elio. And I'm quoting now from Tana Deve Elio, Perek Aleph, the first chapter of the Elionovi's book. Now, Elijah's book was actually given to a Rabbi Unun in the Bible, in the Talmudic period 2,000 years ago, and every single Jewish Orthodox home and every single Jewish person in the world who is knowledgeable of their Jewish, because there's lots of Jewish people that are just traditional Jews. They celebrate Jewish New Year, they celebrate the Passover, they celebrate the Jewish, but they haven't a clue about anything Jewish. They haven't got a Jewish book. They don't even know what Seder Tana Deve Elio is all about. They haven't even heard of Tana Deve Elio. So hopefully now they're listening to me, so I'm not talking down to you anymore, I'm talking on your level. You should know about it. If you're Jewish, you should know the Tana Deve Elio. This is the new moon on the 8th of April, and then we have intermediary week, and then we have what we call Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol this year is on the 19th and 20th of April, the Sabbath, before the full moon, and that full moon on the 23rd of April is indeed Passover. Tana Deve Elio, Elijah the prophet, was brilliant, and his knowledge and the wisdom and understanding is, I call it, simplified, straightforward. Love is love, hate is hate. Good is good and bad is bad. He doesn't pretend to be otherwise. And the second, first paragraph of the Tana Deve Elio says, "Vayigavish zudim." We've all made mistakes, all right? So he goes back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and the first thing that Elijah reminds us of is our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather of the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. He made a mistake. So we have got it in our DNA to make mistakes. We're good at it. Human beings, we're good at it. You're good at it. I'm good at it. Our parents are good at it. Every relationship you ever had that turned to shit has been a definition of a failure. So you're good at it. Every time you've lived somewhere and you've moved, it didn't work out. You had a job somewhere and it didn't work out. So every time you've done something, very gracious Adam, you failed, just like Adam and Eve. We've got it in our DNA. And the second paragraph then goes on to explain, Baruch Hamokum Baruch Hashem Makay Baroish Masha Yia Basayif. Magid Mereishis Achaz Mikadam Ashenasa Yideh Mashenasa Masha Usul Leasayis. Translated, thank God that God knows there's a plan for humanity. Thank God that there is a God, there is a plan. The Jewish people, we always believe, whatever happens, Gamzu L'Tayva, whatever happens in life, for good and for bad, there's always a plan. I'm sure you've heard from many of your parents or grandparents, que sera, sera, what destiny is going to be, there's a plan. Sometimes we don't know the plan, sometimes we think we know the plan, we don't know the plan, there's a plan, God has a plan, thank God there's a plan. God knows the beginning, God knows the ending, God knows how it's going to happen, the story of life. And nonetheless, even though there's a plan, we have free will choice. And in the middle bits of the free will choice, we make mistakes, just like Adam and Eve. They made a mistake. We're all entitled to make mistakes. But with this accordance with this plan is we've always got moments when we can put ourselves back on track. Reset. If you've ever, your phone has been downloading nonsense and got a virus in it because you've accessed some website that's a virus inflicted website, probably like porn websites. So your phone has crashed. It doesn't work anymore. So what do you do? Factory reset. You've got to wipe everything off. So your phone has always got the potential to be wiped. Reset. And hence the new moon in Aries on the 8th of April, especially the eclipse new moon across the United States with moon in new moon in Aries, sun in Aries, Mercury in Aries, Venus in Aries. I mean, it's all very powerful. And there's no squares. That's the other secret for this week's spiritual secret. No squares. When trees are growing, they're budding, it's season now. We're in the season of springtime. They're just growing. There's nothing holding them back. There's nothing, the weather isn't, nothing will hold the trees growing. They're full leaves. They're on the way forward. They're on the growth forward. So now the Tanya Devedio says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shalom, looks at the humanity and Sefer the Toiva Vein Sefer the Ruah, always looking for what good things humanity is doing. You know, the negative stuff, oh, they've messed up again. You know, like, it's like sometimes with your children, you try giving them a bit of free will choice to do what they want, oh, they messed up again. Sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror, oh, you tried a relationship, you messed up again. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, so what do? You know, it's life. It's part of life. You want to do something successfully. You want it to work out. But sometimes you go, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And hence, that's the Jewish expression, isn't it? Oh, yeah, 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 that it didn't work out. But that is part of our destiny, to have moments when we do look at ourselves in the mirror and we do get depressed by life, and we do get, we have a moment of honest reflection, and we do say, oh, yeah, 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 because it hasn't worked out. But then we pick ourselves up, and that's what Sefer the Teva Vein Sefer the Ruah Oshev Asmei Vachelke Vachochmosei Vesevenosei Baralam Vachinai. And therefore, the essence of life on Earth is we've been given the gift of life, we've been placed on Earth, and now let's do something with it. There are certain months of the year you can't do anything. It's impossible. You haven't got the energy to do it. But Rosh Chodeshim has this new moon, the new eclipse, new moon. Very powerful. Eclipse, new moon. You're going to get given the power to do something, to either reset yourself getting on track, to wipe the slate clean, to cleanse yourself completely, and now define what is it you were born for. I mean, I've sort of come back to the Israelites, Naaman Menach talks this, the Pasha's the influence of the Passover holidays, I should say, and the influence of what they call the Exodus from Egypt. The definition is, they weren't born to be slaves. They weren't born to work like donkeys day and night for the Egyptians. They were born to be Israelites. Humanity was born for peace, not wars. They were born for peace. In the Holocaust, when they were trapped in the concentration camps, they weren't born to be afflicted. You weren't born to feel like a prisoner. You weren't born for the afflictions. Now is a chance for reset, to live the way you're supposed to live. You were born to live. And here comes the punchline from the Tanna Dvei Elio. Rebbeinu Shleim, Hoya medaktik at soif kol hadairis, v'sofa shetalai soif maksifas. Oy, 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 right? Rebbeinu Shleim sees, looks at all the generations, every single generation, and he realizes that every single generation is going to make mistakes. It's part of our DNA to make mistakes. It's part of the DNA that your husband and wife will make mistakes, annoy you, upset you, disturb you. It's just part of life. When you accept that it's just part of life, we all make mistakes, then we can now start to forgive people. You forgive yourself. You forgive yourself for wasting time. You forgive yourself for not accomplishing what you wanted to accomplish. And once you get to that stage of, I'm only human after all, then we can start getting our lives forwards. The reconnection energies, and I'm talking about getting your life back on track, we refer to it as speaking to that energy. Your ex-boss, if you quit your job a couple of years ago, whenever you quit your job, You quit your job from that boss. That boss was a representative of financial success for you. So you're going back to the root of why did you quit it? Well, it was this problem, that problem. Or maybe you were fired. You've got to get back to the root cause. It didn't work out. Your relationship, you go back to the previous relationship that you were in. Why, if you're still not in the loving relationship, what went wrong? What is wrong with you? That's a question. We've all got a DNA. After all, Adam and Eve, what went wrong in their lives? Something went wrong. And when we recognize what went wrong, now we can fix it now. We can eliminate that factor and now we can get it right. But the first and second paragraph, first and second paragraph of Tana de Bailio is talking, you've got to forgive yourself. You're only human after all. Forgive yourself. We say in the Twitters every day, we say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. We're saying sorry to God every day. People that say Tachanan, the ultra Orthodox that say Tachanan every day. Rachum v'chanan chatusid fanecho translates as, you're merciful. You like me really. Chanan comes from the word chain. You really like me, God, don't you? You really like me. Chatusid fanecho. I made a mistake again. When your children will smile at you with charm, sorry, I made a mistake. You forgive them before they even tell you what they've done wrong. Will you forgive me, please? So that's what you're saying to yourself. Forgive yourself. We've all made mistakes. Forgive yourself. And when you forgive yourself, you freshen yourself up. Rosh Chodeshim, the eclipse new moon on Aries, the one that is mentioned in the Bible. There's no other new moons mentioned in the Bible than the five books of Moses. The new moon that is talked about, emphasized, and with a blessing on it as well. With the new moon, this blessed new moon is this new moon on the 8th of April. And as we go on the journey now towards the Passover holiday to the 23rd of April, it's all now about recognizing I've done something wrong, I've made mistakes, and I want to get it right. And the more that you're focused on in your head, I want to get it right, I want to have a breakthrough. And with the Jupiter is the planet of gifts. God gifts us things even though we don't deserve it. That's my truthful interpretation of Jupiter. Jupiter goes through all the star signs once every 12-year cycle, and Jupiter just gives us things even though we don't deserve them, because we don't really. But Jupiter still gives us a good luck where we've had bad luck. And Jupiter moves to conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So we've got two planets, two of the outer planets, electrifying planets. Uranus in Taurus is electricity, really exciting, bigger than big. And Jupiter is bigger than big. It's the biggest planet in our solar system. That makes the conjunction on the 20th of April. But we're moving to close towards it on the 20 degrees as Jupiter is. It's moving very close. So it is going to do that something big. And that big is for you to get your lives back on track. Now, once you've got what I call the planets in Aries, that's the Sun, Venus, Mercury, new moon in Aries, you've got the Aries, that's the first component of the year, the zodiac year, and then we get to the Jupiter and Uranus conjunction on the 20th of April. Whatever it is that's been worrying you, bothering you, disturbing you, angering you, frustrating you, will be solved by then. So therefore, this week is hold it together. It's gonna get sorted. Whatever is gonna get sorted. Now, the participating energy that you have, it all depends on whether you are an anxious person, whether you freak out before a date with destiny. I panic. I don't know if it's going to happen. You might think, I don't know it's going to happen. And therefore, until it actually happens, you are worried. Okay, that's some type of people, certain nature. It's okay, you're only human, after all. Tana de Bailio says you're only human, so that's your nature. Or the other type of people is, once I've been given the prophecy, once I've been given the psychic vision, defined by Mars conjunct Saturn on the 10th of April. Mars conjunct Saturn is destiny talking to us. The Neptune in Pisces is psychic energy. Once you've been given the promise, it's gonna be all right, then you're calm, and you just wait for it to happen. When you know something for sure is going to happen, all of a sudden you've got this soothing, healing calmness around you, and you're okay. You don't mind waiting another few days. But some people will be anxious until they actually see it. Seeing is believing for some people. Others, I know it's coming. I'm not worried about it.